Minority Report, where we bring you the latest news about the assault on Western Christian civilization. In a world where traditional values of our ancestors are under attack and the deeply rooted Christian man or woman are in the minority, it is time to hold up the banner of Jesus Christ with bravery and courage. Your hosts for the program are Pastor Thomas Robb and Mrs. Rachel Pendergraph, and they're sending a warning and serving as watchmen on the wall, but also bringing a message of hope and deliverance. Thank you and enjoy the program.
This is Thomas Robb, pastor of the Christian Revival Center, located just outside of Harrison, Arkansas. I want to ask you a question. Did Jesus take away your backbone? We are going to talk about that for a few minutes right after this song from Stephen Bonney titled simply, No Ground. You guessed it. That's the theme of this song. No ground. We are giving up no ground. You see, it is this commitment to victory that has been the bedrock of our Christian faith from the very beginning. What many Christians fail to understand is that this concept of giving up no ground to our enemies, and make no mistake about it, we as Christians do have enemies. But the concept of giving up no ground to our enemies is essential if we want to maintain our civil liberties. There is a doctrinal cancer that has invaded our society and has invaded our churches, which aims to destroy our resistance to tyranny and which will destroy our national liberties and sovereignty. This cancer is from a misunderstanding of Matthew 5:39, where Jesus says to turn the other cheek. Here is how the verse reads. I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Unquote. Many Christian people think that it is their responsibility, they are required, they think, by Jesus, to remain passive and never make any effort to even, to some extreme people, defend themselves. However, this is certainly not what Jesus is referring to. And I think there's something else to this scripture that is not immediately seen. You see, the enemies of our faith have twisted this scripture and have told us that Jesus is telling us that we should not resist any evil in any way whatsoever. And if you do, then you are lacking the character of Christ. I want you to understand that we were all given the instincts of survival. That is why you go out and get a job and work sometimes at an unpleasant job or under unpleasant circumstances. It is because you want to pay your bills, you want to put food on the table, you want to take care of your family, you want to eat. It's an instinct of survival. I think what this scripture is telling us is that we should not have a get-even attitude in our lives. We are to let things go, be forgiving, and move forward with our lives. As we talked before, you have the responsibility to be a good steward of the things God has given you. All the gifts that God has given you, you have the responsibility to care for them, to love them, and protect them. That is what being a good steward is. And with your family, you have the responsibility to protect them from harm. That is why we encourage, in these dangerous days in which we live, we encourage everyone here at the Christian Revival Center, and we encourage you at home to purchase a gun, to carry a concealed handgun if your state allows you to do so. Because when traveling, you never know when you might get off at the wrong exit. When you're traveling through areas like Memphis or Kansas City or Atlanta or Chattanooga or some other large, dangerous city. Jesus is our role model, and we should pattern ourselves after him. And so sometimes people think, well, Jesus did not resist the cross, so we should not resist either. But you have to understand that Jesus' purpose was to go to the cross, and he did so willingly as a sacrifice for our sins. And this is what he was demonstrating, his willingness to be sacrificed. But that is not your purpose. You are not to sacrifice for sin. Jesus was. And you must remember that even Jesus Christ, he did resist evil himself. You have to remember that he made this scourge, which was an instrument to inflict severe pain. And he took this scourge and he walked into the temple. He was very, very angry. He saw the money changers desecrating the temple of God. And he went into this temple with his scourge, and he cracked this scourge, this painful weapon, upon on the backs of these money changers. He was very angry. He was very upset, and he drove them from the table or from the temple. Now, those that hate America and Western civilization, those that hate our culture, which is created by our ancestors, know that if they can rob you of your backbone, rob you of your instincts to resist evil. And as a Christian, you are to hate evil, not just be against it, you are to hate evil. They know that if they can conquer your resistance, remove the backbone from you, then you will be no threat to them as they trample upon our civil liberties, trample upon our constitutionally protected rights. The army of the Antichrist will march all over us and trample upon us and our children. Remember, your gun may be the last line of defense between you and a gangbanger. And for our nation, it may also be the last line of defense between liberty and tyranny. What do you think those men on Bunker Hill would say to those who today want to take away your guns?
Well, you certainly make a very good point there, Pastor Rob. Let me bring up a few quotes from some of our founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson, he said, "The strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves against the tyranny in government." James Madison, he said, "Americans have the right and advantage of being armed, unlike the citizens of other countries whose governments are afraid to trust the people with arms." John Adams, he said, "Arms in the hands of the citizen may be used as individual discretion for the defense of the country, the overthrow of tyranny, or private self-defense." And then Samuel Adams, he warned of internal invaders. Now, he is referred to as the father of the American Revolution. Here's what he said. He said, a general dissolution of principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole four of the common enemy. While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But when once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. If virtue and knowledge are diffused among the people, they will never be enslaved. This will be their greatest security. Now, here is what the court in Berman versus Ross in 1991 had to say about the Fifth Amendment's limitation on taking private property. They said there is a tacit recognition that the power to take private property exists. Now, what does tacit mean? The word tacit means silent, implied, but not expressed. Tacit consent is consent by silence or by making no objection. In other words, if someone breaks into your home and you don't try to stop them, you put up no objection, you just sit there like a sitting duck and you don't try to defend yourself, you don't try to defend your nation, you don't try to defend your way of life or Western Christian civilization, you don't try to defend the Republican form of government, then by your tacit consent, you have given those other people, those other causes, the authority to trample upon your rights. And this is something that our founding fathers realized, and this is something that they understood very clearly, the idea of tacit consent. Now, our external liberty, the external liberty to own private property, to protect ourselves, to protect our way of life, to protect our community, whether that's to protect it by speaking out, or whether it's to protect it by gun ownership. Those are external liberties, but external liberty revolves around the internal liberty that Jesus Christ gives to us. When government is based upon Christian principles and recognizes that liberty comes only through Jesus Christ, then they recognize that only Jesus Christ can take that liberty away. And when a government believes that they grant freedom and liberty to people, then they view it as within their power and jurisdiction to take away your liberty if they deem necessary. It's very important that we understand that is the duty of a Christian. Let me make this point very clear. It is the duty of a Christian to object to tyranny. And it is the duty of a Christian to object when people come along like Barack Obama, the most gun-hating president in America's history, when men and women come along who want to take away our external liberty, when they clearly have a Marxist agenda, when they clearly oppose everything that Western Christian civilization stands for, then it is our duty as Christians to object to that. And when we do not object, then we have actually given them our consent, our tacit consent, to walk all over us and our civilization and the rights of us and our family. Now, if you want to hear more about this very important subject, about the right to keep and bear and what its intention was, then I urge you, my friends, to write to the address given at the end of this broadcast and ask for special offer 201, that special offer 201, Keep Your Guns by Thomas Robb, special offer 201. Get this vital message by Pastor Robb and find out why it is your duty to protect yourself, your family, your communities, and your nation. It's your Christian duty to do so. Special offer 201, Keep Your Guns, right for today. Thank you and God bless.
You have been listening to the Global Minority Report, coming to you from the Christian Revival Center of Northwest Arkansas. For a sample copy of the Torch newsletter published by Thomas Robb Ministries, please write to P.O. Box 354, Bergman, Arkansas, 72615. You can also check out our website, www.globalminorityreport.com. This broadcast is made possible by your tithes and offerings. Thank you again for listening, and remember that the Bible says to love your God and to love your people.